This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Board of Education of the City of St. Louis, Appellant versus Missouri Charter Public School Commission and Missouri State Board of Education respondents, decided April 22, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District. Board of Education of the NUM 81-985 City of St. Louis, Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis versus 2322-CC-09501, Missouri Charter Public School, Honorable Joseph P. White Commission and Missouri State, Board of Education, respondents, filed April 22, 2025. The Board of Education of the City of St. Louis, SLPS Board, appeals the trial court's judgment dismissing the SLPS Board's petition for declaratory judgment and injunctive relief petition due to lack of standing. 1. The only issue on appeal before this court is the SLPS Board's standing to bring its petition challenging the establishment of a charter school within the SLPS Board's school district. Accordingly, our holding is limited solely to the issue of standing, and we do not reach the merits of any of the SLPS Board's allegations in its petition. 2. We reverse the trial court's judgment dismissing the SLPS Board's petition for lack of standing and remand for further proceedings in accordance with this opinion. 1. The SLPS Board filed a three-count petition in this case, but count 1 was voluntarily dismissed in April 2024. Accordingly, only counts 2 and 3 of the SLPS Board's petition are at issue on appeal. Additionally, all references to the SLPS Board's petition are to its amended petition. 2. Furthermore, nothing in this opinion should be construed as a determination on the merits of any of the allegations set forth in the SLPS Board's petition. 2. I background on July 9, 2023, believe STL, submitted an application for charter school sponsorship, application or charter school application, to the Missouri Charter Public School Commission. As required by Section 16405, 3 of statute governing inter alia the establishment of charter schools in Missouri, CID. In an attempt to comply with the notice requirements of Section 16405.1, Believe STL purportedly emailed a copy of its application to the Associate Superintendent of St. Louis Public Schools, Associate Superintendent, CID. However, due to a typographical error in the email address, it is unclear whether Associate Superintendent ever received the application. On July 18, 2023, the Commission, a state entity with the authority to sponsor charter schools in Missouri, held a public hearing on Believe STL's charter school application. See Section 160, Bard 0425.1, RS MOCUM, Supadder 2022. At a public meeting on the following day, the Commission voted to approve the application and to sponsor Believe STL's charter school. In September 2023, the Commission was informed that the SLPS Board was not given a copy of Believe STL's charter school application pursuant to the notice requirements of Section 16405.1, CID. After Believe STL subsequently sent the SLPS Board a copy of the application, the SLPS Board held a meeting and passed a resolution objecting to Believe STL's charter school application. On November 16, 2023, Believe STL withdrew its charter school application and subsequently submitted a new application, second application, or second charter school application, to the Commission on the same day. A copy of Believe STL's second application was both hand-delivered and emailed to the SLPS Board on that same date. 4 days later, on November 20, 2023, the Commission voted at a public meeting to approve Believe STL's second. 3. Unless otherwise indicated, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016, 3 application, and to sponsor the charter school. Believe STL subsequently submitted its second charter school application to the Missouri State Board of Education, Missouri Board, the state entity charged with supervising instruction in Missouri public schools. See Mo Const Art 9, Section 2, AA. The Missouri Board approved Believe STL's second application on December 5, 2023. In February 2024, the SLPS Board filed its petition for declaratory judgment and injunctive relief under Section 536-150, the statute authorizing judicial review of non-contested administrative decisions, CID, St. Louis County versus State, 482 SW 3D 842 846, Mo App WD 2016. The SLPS board's petition requested the trial court to inter alia: 1. Find that the actions of the commission and the Missouri board in approving Believe STL's second charter school application were onel.